We'd like to greet everybody this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful day, time that we can sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that we can come to you this morning.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi sikwazi ukuza kuwe namhlanje ekuseni.
Even I, Lord, that will have to speak, may I speak that which is on your heart.
Ngisho nami Nkosi ekudinga ngikhulume, kwangathi ngakhuluma lokho kusenhlizweni yakho.
And although, Lord, we so pray that we would like to see your servant here again, Reverend Stegan, we bring it to you and pray that you would intervene.
Nakuba sithandaza Nkosi sicela ukuba ubuyisele inciku yakho bamfundisi siyibone ngelinye ilanga imila sikuletha lokho Nkosi kuwena.
Because often children speak as children.
Ngoba kaningi Nkosi ingane zikhuluma okobungane.
But you need also older people.
Kodwa nomuntu omdala uyadingeka futhi.
And that's why we pray this morning that you would grant us your favor and grace.
Ngakho Nkosi sikhuleka namhlanje kuseni ukuthi usiphe umusa nesihle sakho.
That's why this morning, Lord, we lay your word before you.
Ngakho Nkosi namhlanje kuseni sibeka phambi kwakho izwi lakho.
And that you would take it.
Uba Nkosi ulithathe.
And Lord, what also the unspoken word that you would speak it.
Ngisho Nkosi namazwi angakakhulunywa wakhulume wena Nkosi.
That which is an insignificant, maybe in human eyes, Lord, but if by your Holy Spirit you would underline it in our hearts that it might not only be hearing, but that, Lord, it might bring fruit.
Nkosi, nalokhu okunganakekile mhlambe emehlweni omuntu, kodwa kwangathi ngomoya wakho ongcwele, Nkosi, ungakudwebela, ukugcizelele, kungabi ukuzwa nje ey'nhlizweni zethu, kodwa kungene.
Because, Lord, you know that you in your word says that we mustn't neglect coming together. But Lord, through all this which has happened throughout the world, your true children can't come together as they should. But we pray, our Heavenly Father, that even in this situation, that our hearts won't grow cold and dumb and stump, but Lord, that they would be sharp, and become every day sharper.
Kodwa Nkosi siyakhuleka ukuthi nakukho lokhu inhliziyo zethu zingabandi ziphole kodwa Nkosi sibe bukhali usuku nosuku.
And so we pray that in every corner, wherever we find ourselves, in the homes, in our country, throughout the world, through your Spirit be there, please.
Sikhulekela Nkosi lo naloyo la ezithole khona noma apha emhlabeni kwangathi umoya wakho ongcwele ungafika kuyena.
Bless your word.
Busisa Nkosi izwi lakho.
That it might bring its rightful fruit.
Kuze lithele izithelo ezifanele.
Amen.
Amen.
Last Sunday, Reverend Dube just said that his wife had reminded him that he would take the service.
Ngesonto ledlule ubaba Dube wasitshena ukuthi umkakhe wathi uzothatha inkonzo.
And that's amazing.
Kuyisimanga lokhu.
And you know what? These days, I got a phone call.
Kulezi insuku ngithola ucingo.
From a dear, good friend of mine, a Zulu lady. And she phoned and called me.
Ngithola lolu cingo belivela kumngani wami ngimthanda kabi, omunye onsundu omZulu obengishayela ucingo.
And I'd like to maybe put it straight because you know we whites have one massive problem. Already our brains are thinking Aunt Mkulu. It wasn't Aunt Mkulu. We got many friends. So don't get don't hook onto the wrong thing and the wrong ideas and have the wrong thoughts.
Ake ngikubeke nje kube sobala ngoba mhlamba umuntu seyacabanga ukuthi hayi ke beku uAunt Mkulu. Mhlamba uzovela uthi nje kunjalo. Cha bekungeyena beko omunye.
But it's wonderful. It's amazing to get a phone call to say, you know, Dietmar, this is on my heart. Maybe you can speak about this word.
Kodwa kuyisimanga ukuthola ucingo umuntu ethi yazi malume nginalokho enhlizweni mhlawumbe ungakhuluma ngakho.
Isn't that something wonderful to be one? Somebody that isn't even part of your family, of your nation, to come, you know, for me, it's the best medicine you can give me.
Akusona nisimanga lokho umuntu engeyena wakini engewona engelona uhlanga lwakini kodwa nibe munye kimina lokho kuumuthi odlula yonke imithi.
And that's why this morning I speak what that person, that lady had on her heart.
Ingakho ke namhlanje kuseni ngikhuluma lokho bekusenhlizweni yalo wesifazane.
That makes my job easy.
Manje lokhu kungenza nje ukuthi umsebenzi wami ube
lula. Especially when you are given a sermon to preach about.
Ikakhuluma unikeziwe intshumayelo ozoyishumayela.
But it's not, that's not the key. The key is that the Lord will bless his word.
Kodwa akusona nje isihluthulelo leso, isihluthulelo kuba ukuthi iNkosi ibusise izwi layo.
So to that person I'd like to say this morning, I hope and pray that I would do it in the way that you want it to be.
Kuloyo ke ngithanda ukusho ukuthi ngiyathemba ngiyakholwa ngiyathandaza ukuthi ngizokwenza ngalendlela okubekeke ngayo kuyena.
And the word is found in Jeremiah chapter 2.
Leli izwi litholakala encwadini kaJeremiah isahluko sesibili.
So I asked that person, please give me some points. So some of it I added, but the main points are from her.
Ngicelile ukuthi awunginikeze amaphuzu obuthanda ukuthi ngiwathinte, wanginikeza kodwa ngase ngithasela kwamanye.
From verse 1.
Sikale verse lokuqala.
And the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah, saying.
Lase lifika izwi lika Jehova lithi,
go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I earnestly remember the kindness and devotion of your youth, your love after your betrothal and marriage, when you followed me in the wilderness, in the land not sown.
Hamba umemeze ezindlebeni zase Jerusalema uthi, usho kanje uJehova uthi, ngikhumbulela umusa wobusha bakho nothando lwakho usengumakoti nokungilandela kwakho ehlane izwe elingatshalwanga.
Israel was holiness, something set apart from ordinary purposes, dedicated to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest, of which no stranger was allowed to partake. All who ate of it offended and became guilty. Evil came upon them, says the Lord.
U-Israyeli ungcwele kuJehova, ululibo lwezithelo zakhe, bonke abazidlayo bayathola icala, okubi kuyabehlela, usho uJehova.
Then verse 11 and 12 and 13.
Eseseqele evesini leshumi nanye kuya kweleshumi.
Has a nation ever changed its gods, even though they are not gods? But my people have changed their glory. It means God, for that which does not profit.
Isizwe sike senana ngawo uNkulunkulu abangesibo uNkulunkulu na kepha abantu bami benanile udumo lwabo lokushichaza uNkulunkulu ngokungena kusiza.
Be astonished and appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked, shrivel up with horror, says the Lord, at the behavior of the people.
Mangalani ngalokho mazulu nithuthumele nichitheke impela usho uJehova.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they have hewn for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns which cannot hold water.
Ngokuba abantu bami benzile okubi okubili, bangishiyile umthombo wamanzi aphilileyo. Bazigumbele imthombo evuzayo, amanzi angenakuhlala kuyo.
Let us pray.
Asithandaze.
Lord, please bless your holy word.
Nkosi siyacela ubusisa izwi lakhe elingcwele.
Amen.
Amen.
It's amazing, this word. There's so much depth and so much spiritual food in it.
Lelizwi lisimanga linokujula okukhulu futhi linokudla okuningi kokomoya.
Now this was Jeremiah's, so to say, first sermon.
Singathi le bekuyintshumayelo yokuqala kaJeremiah.
You know, people always complain, yeah, it says about it's always broken about sin and this. But here is a man whose first sermon is a dramatic, hard word.
Abantu bahlale bekhonona bekhala bethi kwasiza abantu kukhulunywa ngesono isono kodwa la nansi intshumayelo yomuntu yokuqala ngqa ukusuka nje kwayo yamazwi aqinile.
Now we shouldn't speak about sin. We should speak maybe also about many other things. But friends, why is our life as it is? Maybe you should ask yourself the question. Don't point at others.
Bengamele mhlambe sikhulume ngesono, bekumele sikhulume nangezinye izinto, kodwa ungani impilo yakho inje, ungani impilo zethu zinje, ake sizibuze, ungasolo omunye umuntu.
Man has one problem.
Yodwa inkinga yomuntu.
That's his evil heart.
Inhliziyo embi.
And if you don't allow Christ to change it, you'll have to be woken up many a time. Hopefully you wake up.
Uma ungavumela uKristu ukuthi ayiguqule uzodinga ukunyakaziswa njalo uvuswe mhlamba uyoze uvuke.
And now Jeremiah says, the Lord says to Jerusalem, he not only speaks, but he cries in the ears of Jerusalem.
Uthi ke uJeremiah la inkosi isho lamazi kuJerusalem, hayi uthi iyakhuluma kodwa iyamemeza.
Just think of it, the Lord crying. In other words, he's shaking Jerusalem and says, listen, listen to what I've got to tell you.
Awucabangi inkosi yamemeza iyaqabalasa iyalinyakazisa iJerusalem ukuthi ake nilalele nakhe engikushoyo.
The Lord is serious. There is no doubt about it. You don't always hear that the Lord cries in the ears. But he was crying. He was crying with a loud voice. Maybe even with tears running down his face. Say, oh, my children, just listen for once.
Inkosi iqinisile ngalento eyishoyo iyamemeza wakwakuzwa inlokho wena na inkosi iyakhala la mhlambe kwehla nezinyembezi emehlweni ayo ithi lalela Israel engikushoyo.
And why?
Ngani na?
Israel was his chosen child.
U-Israel bekuyingane umntwana okhethiwe.
And he wanted the best for his children.
UNkulunkulu befuna ukuphambili ngabantwana bakhe.
But he saw that the time had come where nothing else would help. I better cry in the ears. Hopefully they'll open up.
Kodwa kwafika isikhathi la ebona khona ukuthi akukho okuzosiza manje ngcono ngimemeze endlebeni zabo hleze bezwe.
If God cannot forget his children, how can parents, young people, how can parents ever forget you?
UNkulunkulu engakwazi ukukhohlwa izingane zakhe abatabakhe bantu abasha umzali umkhohlwa kanjani umntanakhe.
How can parents forget their children whom they love, who they care for? How can they forget them? God sets us the standard as parents, and we cry in your ears today and say, oh, children, children, listen.
Ungamkhohlwa kanjani umntanakho okuyena owamzala la uNkulunkulu usibekela izinga njengabantwana bakwa-Aaron ukuthi masikhale sikhalele izingane zathu simemeze ukuthi azilalele.
And as it broke the heart of God when he saw the state of his children, how much more parents when they see their children, when they experience the way that children do things, how that breaks their heart.
Ngesikhathi uNkulunkulu ebona abantwana bakhe kwayiphula inhliziyo ababekwenza kangakanani inhliziyo yomzali uma ebona okwenziwa umntanakhe.
If God cannot forget his chosen children, how can we as parents forget you, children?
Ma uNkulunkulu engakwazi ukukhohlwa abantwana bakhe abakhethiweyo, thina abazali sibakhohlwa kanjani abantu
bethu? It would be wrong of us.
Kungaba kubi.
It would be totally wrong that God, what God has given us, that we don't want the best. And our desire is for them to achieve that God has got for them.
Kungaba kubi kabi uma lokhu uNkulunkulu labo uNkulunkulu asiphe bona singabafisela ukuthi bafeze okuhle kuphambili kunakho konke.
Yeah. You hear that, children?
Niyakuzwa lokho ingane.
You're young. You often break your parents' heart. You know how difficult it is when you make a mistake? You don't carry it. Your parent also carries it. He goes through in pain with you. Even if he's got to bless you on the backside. I said bless. I never said anything else. I said he blesses you. But still, you know what that means to a parent? You got no idea till you go through it and it's too late.
Bantwana niyakuzwa lokho na ukuthi uma wenza into embi wenza iphutha nomzali uyalithwala uyabuza ubhlungu bala kuwena wedwa noma ngabe
kakhulu ingane delelayo uyabona ingane ehlaza ngizosho kanje ehlaza izokhuluma nomzali ngendlela ethanda ngayo ambekisa ngale ngamazwi akhe awazi wena mzali usazoyivuna enganeni zakho leyo nto. You know what? It's so difficult for a parent. Imagine a parent. It can be your daughter. It can be your son-in-law. It can be your daughter. It doesn't matter, daughter-in-law. But if a child has the guts to speak in a manner which is not right and respectful to your parent, imagine what that parent feels. Maybe the parent keeps quiet, but I promise you, if it's a real parent, it'll go into the room and cry. You hear that, child? Do you hear that? God cries today in your ears. He speaks to you today. Why? He's warning you.
Uma ngabe umzali noma ngabe mhlambe uyingane yakhe noma uyingane ehlobene naye bese uvela ukukhuluma nomi kanjani kuzoba buhlungu kumzali futhi mhlambe athule kodwa uma kumzali wangempela uzongena ekambeleni akhale niyakuzwa lokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakhala uyakenteza endlebeni zenu
lokho enikwenza. Remember, just listen to what God remembers. Just listen.
Awulalele nje lokho uNkulunkulu
and children, take as if he's speaking to you.
Manje bantwana nikuthathe kube ngathi ukhuluma nawe uNkulunkulu.
He says, God says, God cries and it's into your ears and he says, I remember the kindness and the devotion of your youth, your love after your betrothal and marriage.
uNkulunkulu memezela ezindlebeni uthi ngikhumbulela umusa wobusha bakho nothando lwakho sengumakoti.
You see what God remembers?
He
remembers that which is dear to his heart. And that is dear to a parent's heart, children. Your love, your devotion to God. Your devotion to God. That's dear to a parent's heart. That warms the heart of a parent. Not what you money you make and how good you are at school. That's all nonsense, rubbish. Important. Your devotion, your love to God.
Bantwana bazali bayanikhumbula, bakhumbula lokhu kushisekela kwenu uNkulunkulu, uthando nokumfuna uNkulunkulu ebeninakho, hayi imali oyenzayo, hayi ukuthi wenza kahle kanjani esikoleni, ingane wane, into engekho leyo, kodwa nakho kusemqoka uthando lukaNkulunkulu.
And God says, my children, that's what I remember of you. That's how I know you. But where are you? Where are you?
uNkulunkulu uthi batabami nakhe ngikukhumbula ngani nginikhumbulela lokhu kodwa niphi njengamanje na.
Where are you? Are you there? Or is it just that God has to remind you, my child, remember how you were? Remember your devotion? You remember your living for the Lord? Well, nothing was too difficult. You remember that?
Ngabe nikulokho yini lokho uNkulunkulu anikhumbuza khona ukuthi benimshisekele uNkulunkulu kungekho okukhulu kunalokho na.
In Revelation 2 verse 4, we know this verse.
Incwadi yesambulo sesibili verse lesine siyalazi lelo verse.
But I have this one charge to make against you.
Kodwa nginalokho ngawe.
He speaks to his church now, his real bride.
Ukhuluma la nebandla lakhe umakoti wakhe isibili.
Think of it. What must the Lord feel when he remembers how you were, and what are you today?
Uzwane uNkulunkulu uma ekhumbula ukuthi wawunjani manje unjani.
He says that you have left, it means abandoned, the love that you had at first. You have deserted me, your first love.
Uthi uliyekile uthando lwakho lakuqala, ungishiyile walahla uthando lwakho.
In other words, you have forsaken. You left uncultivated land that is just fallow. Beforehand, you cultivated, you planted. There was something happening in your life, but today it's uncultivated. It's just weeds.
Ngama amazwi ungishiyile ufana nomuntu ovele washiya ifusi nje lensimu engaqathiwe enokhula kodwa kuqala empilweni yakho bekulinywa kusetshenzwa.
That was your driving force, but today it's void. It's empty. You just push yourself because you have to.
Iloko bekuqhubha kuqala kodwa namhlanje uyigobolondo akusekho okunye usuyazihudula nje.
And now the Lord says, that's why I cry. That's why I cry. Think of it. Think how you were. Think how light you were. How easy you were. But today you drag your feet.
Itinkosi ngakho ngikhala awucabanga ukuthi wawulula kanjani kodwa manje umadolonzima.
Now in another translation I read this and it was very interesting.
Kwelinye ihumusho ke ngikufunde ekubhalwe kanje futhi kwangihlaba umxhwele.
But I have this complaint against you.
Uthiwa kodwa nginalesi sikhalo ngawe.
It says you don't love me.
Uthiwa awungithandi.
Or each other as you did at first.
Noma uthanda abanye nithandana omunye nomunye
njengoba. And you know what? I like that translation.
Uyazi ngikuthanda
abel humo. Love to God and love to your fellow man.
Uthanda uNkulunkulu uthanda abanye abantu.
He says you've forsaken that. That's why you are cold. That's why you're indifferent to others.
Uthi ingakho ubanda nje ukushiyile lokho awusahlukile kwabanye.
And the Bible speaks about that.
Bible likhuluma ngakho lokho.
He says how can you love God and you don't love your brother? He says you're a liar.
Ungamthanda kanjani uNkulunkulu ungamthanda umzalwane wakho na?
Just think of it, that first love you had for your brother or for your sister, whatever you did for her. It wasn't too much. But now God says, I can see it. You've forsaken even that.
Awucabanga uthando awunalo ngomzalwane wakho wawungakwazi ukwenza into uthi hayi sokungaphezulu kwami manje kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi angisakubona.
And friends, to desert, if you're in the army and you're a deserter, you turn your back on those that you're fighting with. You turn your back on your captain and you walk away. That is means to desert.
Leli gama lokulahla nokushiya ngoko kwendlela yasemasosheni kuchaza ukuthi ube yimbuka uflathele impi yangakini ulwe nayo.
That's why uShaka wathi mangikufica kunenxeba la emuva la emhlane mawufika ekhaya ngizokuqedela.
That's why King Shaka said, if you are found with a wound on your back, when we get home I will kill you.
He didn't like cowards.
Bengafuna amagwala.
And the Lord says, and Jeremiah says, Israel, where are you? That first love, I remember it. I still remember it vividly. How you were, and now you're at home. You don't even go to services, or when you listen with half an ear. Why? That first love isn't there anymore.
La uNkulunkulu kuJeremiah uthi Israyeli ngiyakhumbula lolo thando lwakho kodwa manje ukuphi unjani awusahlanganyeli nabazalwane noma ulalele ulalela ngendlebe
yakho. Remember how close you were to the Lord.
Khumbula ukuthi ubusondele
kanjani. How you could hear him speaking to you.
Ubuyizwe ikhuluma nawe.
Remember the Lord cries and says, you remember how you used to pray? How you love to tell others about Christ. But that love has waned. Oh, may God help us. May God help me. That fire, that love would grow in a person's heart. It's difficult. It's hard to hear from a parent. Where are you? Why have you deserted me?
kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza lolo thando lushise luvuthe kunzima kabi ukuzwa lawo mazwi evela kumzali ukuthi uphi.
Remember the songs that you were singing in your heart, how they were ringing in your ears, how you would wake up and there was a song in your heart, a song of gladness, a song of worshiping, a song of thankfulness. And today you complain and you murmur.
Kumbula amazwi abehlale amaculo abehlale njalo enkentezo endlebeni yakho enhlizweni yakho noma uvuka udumisa umbabazi uNkulunkulu namhlanje uyasola.
Do you remember that? God remembers it. God remembers it. He won't forget you because he loves you. He cares for you. He wants the best. That's why he cries. And he says, oh my child, you are holiness. You were chosen as holiness.
Uyakhumbula lokho wena na uNkulunkulu akakhohliwe uyakhumbula ngoba uyakuthanda ingakho ememeza ekhumbuza ngoba wawungcwele ungokhethiwe ongcwele.
Israel was holiness, something set apart from ordinary purposes. It was something that was dedicated. God, when he looked at you, he thought, what can I do through this person? And God had his plans. Today he cries and says, oh my child, where are you?
U-Israyeli ubehlukanisele uNkulunkulu ekhethiwe, ubuhlukanisiwe abekele uNkulunkulu enecebo lakhe, namhlanje uyakhala uthi hawu mntanami uphi na?
You've deserted your high calling.
Ulahlile ubizo lakho liphakeme.
Because it was too high for you.
Ngoba beliphakeme kakhulu kunawe.
Or others influenced you.
Others
spoke into, instead of the Lord crying in your ears, others were crying in your ears and they put you in the wrong direction.
And let
me tell you something. You will go to hell. You will go to hell. Not what the others have said, but because you have listened. You will be unhappy. You will be the most unhappiest and you will be the most saddest person there is around. Why? You gave an ear to hear what the next person said, which wasn't from God.
Don't
blame somebody else. You should have an ear. That love, that holiness should have been burning in your heart, that you should be able to discern. This is not from the Lord. This is not how the Lord taught us in his work.
But
you are happy today. You are satisfied with the gospel. You've chosen for in your eyes, which is better, which is more scriptural. That's what you say.
Kodwa mhlambe namhlanje uzikhululekele njengokukholwa kwakho nelisekile usukhetha indlela ethokomela othi wena ihambisana nombhalo.
What makes you different than the world?
Yini ekwenza ukuthi uhluke ezweni pho?
But you run away from a gospel that burns into your conscience. It burns into your conscience and it's sore. And it's not nice. Sorry for my English. But you run away from that. That's why you desert that.
Odubalekela ivangeli elishisayo lishise lifike kunembeza liyakuthunuka ingakho ulibalekela.
In Deuteronomy 7:6, let's just remind ourselves.
Deuteronomy sahluko sesikhombisi verse.
For you are a holy and set apart people to the Lord your God. That's why he cries. He says you are holy. You are set apart. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people to himself out of all the peoples on the face of the earth.
Ukuba uyisizwe esingcwele kuJehova uNkulunkulu wakho, uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho ukhethile ukuba ube yisizwe senzuzo yakhe phezukwezizwe zonke ezisebusweni bomhlaba.
And that's why he says Israel was holiness. Israel was holiness. God's church is holiness, nothing more and nothing less. That's why Reverend Stegan last Sunday we heard. He said, and it's clear, clear, crystal clear. If you don't want to go this way, then leave it. But God has cried in your ears. You can never say he didn't cry in your ear and said, hey, my child, listen, listen for once.
Ingakho sizwile ngenkonzo endlulu bamfundisi ethi ekhuluma amazwi acacile asobala ukuthi uma ngabe ungafuna ukuhamba le ndlela ishiye kodwa uNkulunkulu uyamemeza endlebeni yakho ngeke usho ukuthi angizwanga.
And that's why Peter says in the letter, in his letter, he says, you are a chosen priesthood. A chosen priesthood. God wants the best, not the most difficult, I would say. He wants the best, even if it costs you everything. Even if it costs you all. It's not too difficult because he made a way for us.
Ingakho uPetru ethi singaba priests abakhethiwe abakhethela uhlanga oluphakeme sikhethe uNkulunkulu usifunela ukuphambili kunako konke noma kunganzima kangakanani kodwa ngeke kube nzima ngoba uyenzile indlela yena.
God said to Israel, I chosen you. You are mine. I want to do something through you. You understand? That's why he can't withhold himself. And that's why he cries. He says, oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, if you would just understand.
Unkulunkulu uthi ngikukhethile. Ngikukhethele umsebenzi wami. Ingakho ekhala ememeza ethi, awu, Jerusalem.
Verse 11. We could say much more, but verse 11. Has a nation ever changed its gods, even though they are not gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
And
that's the work of the evil one. He wants to exchange, that we exchange that glory for something insignificant, for a boy. Or just for a girl, to change God's glory just for that.
Ufuna ukushintshisela inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ngento engenamsebenzi, mhlambe ngumfana noma ngentombazane nje.
Will you exchange God's glory by the filth that you see on the streets of our country, of the world? Will you exchange that glory because of that filth? You must be mad.
Ungashintshiselana yini ngoNkulunkulu nalolu ngalobu mngcola lobu bubu obona emgwaqweni yezwe lakithi noma emhlabeni na?
But he says, has ever anybody done that? He says, yes. My people. He doesn't say the heathen. He says, my people are doing it.
Uthi ngabe umuntu wakwakwenza lokho na? Kodwa uthi yebo, abantu bami bakwenzile. Hayi abantu bezizwa bangakholwa, kodwa abantu bami benza konke.
Verse 12. Be astonished and appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Just think of it. Think of the words he uses. Think of it and shrivel up with horror, says the Lord, at the behavior of the people. He doesn't even call them my people. He says now the people. He says at the behavior of these people that I have chosen.
Mangalani ngalokho mazulu. Nithuthumele nichitheke impela usho uJehova uJehova lana siyabona uNkulunkulu usebenzisa amazwi anzima uthi nithuthumele nethuke ngalokho kwenziwe yilaba bantu.
Think that the Almighty refers to the heavens, to the moon, the stars, the sun, and says, how can you look down on man that has been done and has fallen in such a way?
Awucabange uNkulunkulu ebhekisa kwindalo izulu umhlaba inyanga nenkanyezi ethi ningakubuka kanjani kwenzeka
lokhu. It's like a horror film. It's horrified. How, sun, can you still shine on such evil?
Unjenge video noma ifilimu embi engabhekeki ukuthi kodwa ilanga lingakhanya kanjani phezu kobubo nje.
You should lose your brightness. Think of it. You should lose your brightness. You should shrivel up and dry up. Think of it. God now addresses that which was he created and said, I can't, but how can you?
Uthi bekufanele ngabe niyathuthumela ilanga lifiphala liphelelwa amandla. UNkulunkulu ukhuluma lokuthi nibheka kanjani kuyangehlula mina.
When the Lord hung on the cross,
Lapho inkosi lenga esiphambanweni.
And the sun shone onto that creator.
Ilanga likhanya phezu komkhulu.
And because he carried the sin of this world.
Ngenxa yokuthi ubethwele isono sezwe.
That's the only time the sun should hide itself. But the sun hid its face. The Bible says it became dark in this world. And now God says, Sun, how can you still have your brightness on mankind that has done such things?
Kalelo langa ilanga lazifihla la mboza ubuso kwabamnyama emhlabeni nala uNkulunkulu uthi kodwa langa ungayibuka kanjani into enjena na.
In Hebrew they say they've got a special word for this. It says let your hair stand up. Think of it, huh? Let your hair stand up. You know, you often laugh with these guys with build cream and they put their hair, it stands like a... You know why? Because you're showing me and the world, you are shocked. You are horrified by your life.
Lanake kumaHebheru kuthiwa kusetshenziswele igama ukuthi iy'nwele zakho zivele zethuke kwazona ziqonde zithi thwi zibheke phezulu. La kuyasivezela uma ubuka abantu emgwaqweni begcoba izinto benza iy'nwele zime kanjalo kwabona abashaqekile ngempilo yabo.
And others have beards like this. No wonder the Lord says, did I create you like that? Is that what I have for you the best?
Abanye benza intshebe ime kanjalo akumangalisi uNkulunkulu ethi ngikudale unjalo na ukuthi ube njalo.
Creation couldn't be looking on its creator when he carried the sin of this world. And now we, instead of letting the creator carry the sin, we commit it and we love it.
Indalo yahluleka ukubuka umdala ethwele isono sezwe. Manje thina senze njani? Esikhundleni sokuthi sinikeze umdala sithwale, siyasithanda siphila kusona.
It's a horrible, fearful thing. It's a horror. You hear? It's a horror. It's a shocking thing when man leaves the place where God had put him and left him.
No
wonder the Lord cries. It's as if he can't speak loud enough and speak hard enough. But we pray by his spirit, by that small voice, soft voice, that he will speak in your heart today.
Ingakunkulunkulu ememeza. Bengathakasakwazi ukukhuluma nje, kodwa udinga memeze. Ingakho sikhala sithi, hayi uNkulunkulu, ngalelo phimbo lakho elincane sebenza ukukhuluma.
Now we come to that which is a crux.
Sesifika ke kulokho kuyindikimba.
The theme for today, I would say, you have forsaken me, the true life, and followed your own ways.
And
friends, that happens so easy. If we don't come to church anymore, we listen over the radio, or we look it on the laptop, and then I leave and go, and that's where everything, and that's the danger we sit in today.
Sihlobo lokho kwenzeka kalula kabi uma ungaseze enkonzweni, ulalela emsakazweni noma ubukele kwi laptop usuke lapho uyihambele.
Now the verse in verse 13, the Lord says, "For my people have committed two evils."
Evesini leshumi nantathu thiwa uNkulunkulu uthi ukuba abantu bami benzile ububi.
Not 10, not 20 like you every day, but no. Only two.
Ayi shumi noma amabili njengoba uhlale wenza nsuku zonke kodwa nje ububo bubili.
Now two in the Bible is significant.
Manje le number yesibili eBhayibhelini isemqoka.
Two in the Bible can mean unity between Christ and his church.
Okubili noma inumber yesibili eBhayibhelini ichaza ubunye phakathi kaKristu.
Or unity between husband and wife.
Noma ubunye phakathi komyeni nomakoti.
That's one side.
Olwelo hlangothi lolo.
On the other side,
ngakolunye uhlangothi,
it means separation.
Uchaza ukwahlukana.
It means division.
Uchaza ukuhlukana.
Friends, it should shake our heart.
Uchaza
ukuqhekeza. This which his children went through brought division, brought separation. First, not from each other, but from God, and then from each other.
Lokho kwenziwa abantwana bakaNkulunkulu kwalethu uqhekeko phakathi kukaNkulunkulu nabo naphakathi kwabo bebodwana.
And it's significant.
Futhi kuyabonakala.
When we speak about two, which part do you belong to? What are the fruits in your life?
Masikhuluma ngalokhu ukuba okubili.
When you look in the last 2-3 years, what fruit has come from your life? No wonder God cries, because you don't see, you don't understand, you blame everybody else. And God cries in the ears of Jerusalem, his children. And he says, oh, instead of bringing unity, oneness, a love, you've brought dissension, you've brought separation and division amongst his people.
Ingakho uNkulunkulu ememeze khale dawu kuleminyaka kunokuthi ulethe ubunye ukuhlangana nokubambisana wena udala ukwehlukana phakathi kwabantu bakhe.
What comes from your life? In your own home, you who live in your home, I'd like to come back to that, children, because you are masters. You are masters at bringing division. Because you think you are right. Baby, because you are already a mother, now you think you've got the right. Rubbish. Rubbish. God cries in your ears and says, my child, I don't know that, especially from you.
Kuphumana empilweni yakho wena osekhaya mhlambe njengengane ucabanga ukuthi hayi ngoba senginengane nami sengiyazi sengihlakaniphile kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi akunjalo.
And then God says, my people have committed two evils.
uNkulunkulu abantu bami benzile ububo obubili.
Says they forsaken me, the living water.
Uthi bangishiyile amanzi aphilayo.
And secondly, they created their own cisterns.
Wesibili bazigumbela imthombo
yabo. Not only created their own cisterns, but the cisterns that were cracked, that were useless.
Kodwa hayi ukuthi bagumbe nje imthombo, kodwa imthombo enofa engasebenzi.
And that's why, right at the end, I would like to show you some photos of a desert, a deserted place. A desert, that's where the name comes from desert. From a deserted place, receiving living water, how it changes it.
Ingakho noma ngayonto engiyivamile, kodwa ingakho ekugcineni ngithanda ukuthi nginikhombise izithombe zendawo eyisigagadu elahliwe eshiyiwe ukuthi injani.
And God says, you have deserted me. I that have got life, that knows the best, and you followed your own ideas or ideas of man.
uNkulunkulu uthi ningishiyile mina benginokuhle okuphambili nalandela imbono nemicabango yomuntu.
Secondly, now to make up, you take rock, a hard, solid thing, and you started hewing out to hew out, to remove, and to make yourself cisterns like a tank.
Manje ke sikhundleni salokho seningishiyile nizama ukuthi nifake nithathe idwala into eqinile niigumbe niqophe nizama ukwenza
izinto zamanzi. Your heart has become hard like rock. Now in that heart you want to create a cistern that will hold water. It cannot, the Bible says.
Inhliziyo yakho isiqinile yabalikhulu njengedwala kuyo leyo nhliziyo uzama ukwenza ukuthi kuhlale amanzi iBhayibheli ithi ngeke ahlale.
And the Bible says, that which you do is useless. It's worth nothing. It's cracked. It cannot hold water.
IBhayibheli lithi lokho okwenzayo akunamsebenzi, kunofa, kuqhayekile amanzi
ngakho. And the Lord says, I am the fountain.
INkosi ithi mina ngingumthombo.
The place where it comes out, and that borrow 8 van die aarde, that borrow jy ken mos, dit borrel in jou, maar dit borrel lang meer nie. Dit borrel net slechte goed en slechte gedagtes.
Uthi mina ngiyumthombo la kuphuphuma khona kuphuma enhlizweni kusuka kumina.
Now a cistern was made to collect surface water.
Manje ke imthombo ababeyenza kwakuyimthombo.
And surface water can be dirty.
Yokuqoqa amanzi angaphezulu nje angangcola futhi.
You hear that?
Yakuzwa lokho?
No wonder God cries and he says, "Don't you see it doesn't work?"
UNkulunkulu ingakho ememeza ethi aniboni le nto ayisebenzi.
Before God punishes a person,
he'll
warn him. He'll cry in his ears.
He says,
"My child, I don't want it to be like that. That's not my desire for you. That's not my yearning. But I'm telling you, that's why I turn from it." Because if you're not, God's wrath and curse will become upon your life. It's hard words, but he means what he says, and we can't turn our backs on it. We have to say and do it.
Umungakwenzi lokho ulaka likaNkulunkulu luzokwehlela kuwena. Kulukhulu ukusho lokho, kodwa umungaphenduki kuzoba njalo.
Grace in Christ. Now listen. Grace in Christ is compared to water from a fountain.
Umusa kuKristu uqhathaniswa namanzi avela emthonjeni.
Interesting. Interesting. This refreshing water fountain, that's the grace of Christ that comes to a person.
Awucabanga.
How can you neglect it?
Amanzi aphophoma emthonjeni alinganiswa nomusa kaKristu ophuma kuyena, ungakudela kanjani lokho?
Remember how that grace worked in your life. Remember how that touched your heart, that grace, and it changed you. But today, where are you today? Where are you? You think it's the same, but if you be honest in the bottom of your heart, it's different. It cannot be the same.
Kumbula ukuthi lo Musa wasebenza kanjani empilweni yakho ngaphambili, kodwa manje ukuphi na unjani? Mhlawumbe wena uthi hayi kuyafana nakuqala, kodwa akwazi ukufana, awubukisise kahle kujuleni.
And this water from that fountain,
lamanzi avela kulowo mthombo.
It's cooling.
Ayapholisa.
You hear that? When it's hot.
Makushisa.
When it's difficult.
Kunzima.
It cools.
Ayapholisa.
Not only cools, it refreshes.
Ayiphela futhi avuselela.
Yeah. Akunika amandla amasha. It gives you new hope. No wonder you find yourself in a hopeless state.
And with
God speaking to his children, don't think you are not there. You are there. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the state you are today. It's cooled down. Your life has cooled down. Not because of this water. Because you've forsaken what you had.
UNkulunkulu ukhuluma nabantu bakhe. Ungacabanga ukuthi awukhona kuleyo ndawo. Njengoba ulapha impilo yakhe iyabanda.
This water cleanses.
Lamanzi ayashambulula.
You cannot wash in dirty water.
Awukwazi ukuhlanza ngamanzi
angcolile. You won't be cleansed.
Ngeke uhlanzeke.
But the fountain which comes from deep is clean, it's pure. It's pure. It refreshes, it cleanses your life.
Kodwa umthombo ophuma phansi ekujuleni uclean, ucwebile, ucwengekile, uyayihlambulula inhliziyo.
And not only that, then comes a part where it makes you fruitful.
And
you'll see on the photos how water has changed. Heavenly water has changed something that was nothing. And that's what God wants to do for your life. He's pleading you. He says, "You know where you were. Come back."
Uzobona ezithombeni ukuthi amanzi aguqula into enjani ibe njani. Amanzi asezulwini aguqula into engelutho. Uzobona uNkulunkulu uthi buya uze kuyena.
Living water, it quickens dead sinners. It brings even dead people to life again.
Amanzi okuphila avusa umuntu ngisho ofile isono esifile esibuye esiphile.
It revives drooping saints who've left their arms drooping, who've, so to say, become tired. They've had enough. Once you drink that water again, it revives you like a child.
Lamanzi ayavuselela, vuselela ngisho umuntu okade sekhathele phelile lenga, avuka aphile njengengane ethola amandla.
This water maintains your spiritual life, and it's ever flowing. It flows in and it'll flow out of your life.
La manzi abese gcine impilo yakho yokomoya angelezela ngaphakathi bese phophoma ephuma kuwena ekwabanye.
Why do you want to forsake that which God showed you in the beginning?
Ungani wena ufuna ukulahla lokho uNkulunkulu akufundisa
kwakho? Why do you turn your back and desert that?
Ukuflathelelana ukushiye lokho
na? Is it something better?
Ngabe khona
mina? Then I'll take my hat off.
Ngiyakhulekela isiqhoko makunjalo.
But I think it's an empty gong. It's an empty symbol that's got no life.
Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi ithusi nje likhencezayo nensimbi engenamsi engenampilo.
And one of the reasons why you forsake is because you neglect the Lord's word.
Kungani esinye sezathu ukulahla lokho ngenxa ukuthi uyalahla ulinakizwe lenkosi.
You neglect, you take it lightly. Other things for the day are more important to you and me instead of God's word, which refreshes. It's then when you need it, you should read it. Not only because it's a word, but because it's a fountain of life. It should do something in your heart.
Uyalahla izwi lenkosi awulinaki, akukho okungcono kuwena empilweni, alingcono kuwena
uyalahla. Instead of exercising your faith and talking to your heart and to your conscience and to your soul, you neglect that. And other things have become more important.
Ezinye izinto sezisemqoka kuwena kunokuba lona likhulume nokukholwa kwakho likuqondise likulungise.
That's your part. That no preacher, no counselor can. You've got to get stuck in. You've got to do it with the God's help.
Iloyo umsebenzi wakho, indima yakho, akekho umfundisi noma umluleko ozokusiza kuloko, uwe kufanele ungene ugxile kuloko.
But you've let your arms hang. You left them hang. Other things have become more important. Your cell phone has become more important. That you carry on all day long. But God's word? You understand now why you've become cold? Why it's become so difficult for you? You have to be self-controlled, friends. If we're not self-controlled and control ourselves and discipline ourselves, we'll go down a route which you shouldn't go.
Kumele bazalwane sikwazi ukuzithiba, sibe abantu abakwazi ukuzikhoza. Makungenjalo sozithola sesihamba ngendlela engayona.
And that's why that's part of the fruits of the Spirit, to be self-controlled. You just don't let go. You just don't let do. You just don't let... You control yourself. And friends, it's all of us need that in our life.
Ingakho kwesinye sezithelo zikamoya, ukuzithiba, ukuzibamba, awukwazi ukuvela udedele nje yonke into izenzekele. Sonke kumele sikwazi.
Amos, we read about God's children because they neglected. Because they neglected. Now they sought the word of God. They were running up and down, wondering where to find God's word. And the Bible says they could not find it.
Incwadi kaAmos siyafunda ukuthi ngenxa ukuthi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bayeke izwi lakhe, bese benifuna bengazi ukuthi bazolithola.
And now you've already started wandering in the desert, wandering up and down. And you're seeking, but you don't find. You don't find. That's why God cries in your ears.
Mhlambe nawe usuqalile uyafuna ehlane uyazulazula kodwa awutholi awusazi uzolithola phi ingakho uNkulunkulu ememezele.
You're busy with your own systems, your own things, the own things you create, what you think is right, what you think is important, what you think. And God says, what? You spend your time hewing things out of rock. I've got a much, much easier. You've just got to come. You don't even have to pay for the water. Come and drink. You just have to drink.
Wena umatasa tasa nezinto zakho wenza lokho ukucatshanga wena uyahamba uyahamba uNkulunkulu uthi akudingi nokuthi umbe ujuluke kanzima edwaleni woza kumina
usazocabanga ukuthi ngisazombiza umkhulu ngisazombiza ngizohamba naye ngizohamba nomkhulu ngiyamdinga ngizomvusa akakuvusa umkhulu ufile kodwa wena ungena kulokho uzama ukuthi wenza izitsha zakho
You're trying to dig your own cisterns, and God says, forget about that. Just come to me and drink from the living water.
Uzama loko, amakhatha khathana, okusizana. Okusiza kodwa. Okodwa, that's why you are khathala empilweni. That's why impilo yakho inzima. Uthe nginamabhadi.
You try everything, you try this, you try that. There's only one thing that will help you is to come to God.
Esitshela amaqiniso, bekufanele sibe abantu abaphilayo, abahambayo, abaqinile ezweni. Kodwa hey, ngiyavuza.
Reverend Stegen has been preaching to us the truths of God, but we should be strong, but we just weak. It's everything just leaks out.
Ufana nomuntu. Makuthi khona isikhathi sokudla akasathanda ukudla.
It's just like someone during the meal time doesn't like to eat.
Uthi sengigcwele sengikholiwe sengisuthile.
He says no, I'm filled. I'm full now.
Ngani?
Why?
Ubedle phakathi la, phakathi na phakathi, ubedle lokho akuthandayo. Adle ama sweet, adle chocolate, adle ithelo, adle lokho na ushukela aphuza aphuza notshwala nemfene ayiphuze kodwa uyaphuza wena ngakho yavuza into yakho.
Why is it that? Because in the meantime, before that, he's been snacking and eating everything, all kinds of junk, even drinking. The baboon doesn't, but you do it.
Before the revival, there's a word that shook the reverend's heart. Something that brought him to a point. Why? Because he took God's word and he just looked at the mirror in his heart. And that was in John 7, verse 38. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says. How can you believe the scripture if you don't study it? If you don't make it your best friend?
They
studied God's word. They delved into what does it mean? What does it say? Friends, I'd like to say this. You know, God's word is like dew. And that falls at night. When it's the darkest, it falls.
Yeah.
When it's the most difficult, then the dew should be there. But you know, it needs two things for it to fall. You need the right temperature. The temperature's got to fall. You've got to cool down. You've got to settle down.
Number
one.
Just like other people say, get a sip of water and calm down yourself.
Number two.
Secondly,
it's got to be wind still. It's going to be dead quiet. And suddenly the dew falls. A heart that is confused with sin won't experience that. And so when they read this word, streams of living water. And they got to that fountain. They got to the fountain which they taught us about.
Ngesikhathi belifunda lelo lizwi, amanzi aphilayo bafika kulo mthombo abasifundisa ngawo.
They took time to drink of this fountain. which they found and which friends, you easy talk about it. You got the fountain, you got the fountain. You got the fountain when you got a beard like this and hair like that. You must be joking.
Bathatha isikhathi bayinika isikhathi baphuza kule mthombo abasifundisa ngawo wena uthi hayi mina sengithola
imthombo. But you say I don't do it. Look next to you. Look there who's next to you. And they do it. Then you do it. Maybe not physically, but you do it.
Uthi hayi nami ngizoyenza lento kodwa ubheke eduze kwakho ukuthi kunjani ubuka ukuthi hayi ungakwenza kodwa ngeke ukwenze.
And he says when you believe the scriptures. That's why I'm repeating that word this morning. That's the foundation. If you believe as the scripture has said, friend, do we have that living water, that fountain that can feed others?
La kuthiwa okholwa njengokusho kombhalo ngiyakuphinda lokho njengokusho kombhalo zihlobo sinawo lokho kuphila okunomthombo okwazi ukondla abanye
na. But your fountain brings disunity and division. Is that the true fountain of living water?
Owa kumthombo uleta ukuxabana nokuhlukana unjalo ni umthombo o umthombo ongempela lo na ophilayo.
How can you believe in something which you don't take serious? Which you don't, you hear it. That's not good enough. Go study it, take God's word. God, speak to me. Speak to my heart. Use this word which you want to show me.
Ungayikholwa kanjani into ongayithembi kwawena, ongayizwisisi nakahle, ongayazi, thatha izwi kaNkulunkulu uthi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma
nawe. And we know the story of the revival. It's when they started putting aside, do away with what was wrong. Do away with what was, not excuse, not that we are natural, we are human, we are just human, it's just part of, rubbish. When they took and put away that was wrong, the water started flowing till today.
Siyayazi indaba yemvuselelo ukuthi kwenzekani ngesikhathi besusa lokho kubo kungafanele hayi ukuzithethelela ukuthi hayi vele singabantu kumele kube nje kodwa susa lokho kungafanele kwaqala kwagobhoza umthombo.
Go home, find out more, read more about this living water. Go ask the Lord. Take your time.
Uyele ekhaya uhlale phansi ufunde kabanzi ngalamanzi aphilayo zinika isikhathi ube nesikhathi.
13b, and they have hewn for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns which cannot hold water.
Bazigumbele imthombo evuzayo engakwazi ukuthi amanzi ahlale
kuyo. It's clear. Man thinks they hold water. Man thinks, you see. Now in German we would say you are sinking.
Kulula nje umuntu ucabanga ukuthi hayi le mthombo izowabamba amanzi azohlala kodwa empeleni akukho lokho uyacwila ushona phansi.
The truth we will know and the truth will set us free. Where are you today? Is it still setting you free or do you find you're going back to where you come from?
Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu niyakulazi iqiniso neqiniso liyonikhulula kodwa ngabe iqiniso nilelo kulona na
ngokuyemuva. Can be a pit or it can be a well.
Manje leli
gama man dug well.
Leli gama lomthombo kungaba umgodi nje noma umthombo
omdongo. And when Jesus got to that well, he found the Samaritan woman.
Jesu wafika emthonjeni wafika esifazane wase Samaria.
She had to draw every day.
Kwakudinga zokho amanzi.
She had to work.
Ahamba ibanga elide.
And the Lord asked her, give me something of that water. But he knew, if you drink that, you'll thirst. You'll thirst even for more and for worse things. And first thing the Lord does, he addresses her life. How can I give you this precious water if you live such an immoral life?
Ngakunika kanjani lamanzi ayigugu mawuphila impilo
yonakele. Mawuthi ubaba wasekhaya akekho, uvula umnyango ebusuku. Mawubaba akekho, usemsebenzini. Wena ubaba uhamba udla amatshontsho. Uta macho, chukabanga, akomu tukbonai, kono tukbonai. That's why impilo yako yomile, iapela.
If your husband is not at home and is at work, you start living a different life.
And Hollywood and Bollywood create to the world, it's a normal thing to live as a Samaritan woman. And God goes totally against it and he says, because of that, you can't have the living water.
Kodwa abe abamaholi abeHollywood bamafilimi bathi hayi into ejwayelekile nje ukuphila njengalo isifazane waseSamaria kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi cha.
What the world creates as normal is the greatest evil which God showed and the Lord showed his child.
Lokhu izwe elikwenza kube ngathi into ejwayelekile phambi kaNkulunkulu kubi uNkulunkulu wakhombisa umntwana wakhe.
My child, do away with it.
Why
do you hold on to it?
If
you do it away, my grace will reach your heart. And suddenly, you'll find refreshing water flowing from your life. That's when you create your own ideas. And when you listen to those that bring division, in the name of the Lord, I will say that, in the name of the Lord, that's how they say it. That's how they put it.
Usuqala ucabanga into zakho ulalela abantu abaletha imbono yabo ehlukanisayo beyilethe egameni lenkosi basho njalo phela.
You know, in a well, everybody can throw any rubbish. But if a well spurns and comes from the bottom and it just gushes out, you can't throw anything into that. And that's a very good picture of somebody that digs his own well and he's always got to go back. He's never satisfied. And instead of becoming, things become less in his life, actually they even become more and more evil.
Umfanekiso lo umuntu ozimbele wakhe umthombo kuya ngokubanzima njalo kunokuthi kube lula kuya ngokubanzima.
And the Bible says, not that you only create your own, but it's full of cracks.
Think of it. I wouldn't isimbela nje nimthombo kodwa inofa.
Cabanga ukuthi mawuye emthombeni ulanda amanzi nebhakethi ibhakethi liyavuza ubeka lekhanda uyahamba uhamba endleleni abantu bazothi uyahlanya wena uyahlanya ngampela uhlaza awuboni ukuthi kuyavuza awuyizwa ukuthi kuyavuza kodwa unandaba ngine bhakethi ekhanda ngilanda amanzi.
Just imagine if you go to fetch water with a cracked bucket. People will look at you and think you are crazy. Don't you feel, don't you see the bucket is leaking?
Do you understand now why? People have attacked Reverend Stegan and the gospel which he says, if you don't want, leave it. Why they say, oh no, the standard is too high. It's unbiblical.
Uyabona ke manje kungani abantu bemhlasela ubamfundisi nevangeli alishumayelayo athi liyeke uma ungafuna ukuliphila bathi hayi liphezulu kakhulu lingaphezulu kwethu liyasehlwa.
He had to pay a price which you don't want to pay. You want to put on your trousers, your earrings, your makeup. That's it. But he had to pay a price that forsook everything.
Kwathi nguthali khokhela inani wena ongafuni ukulikhokha ngaloko ufuna ukuzifakela amacici uzenzele okuthandayo uziphendele nemlomo.
You say the standard is too high. The road is too narrow. You know what? We live in this world.
Utwenayi istandard sakhona siphakeme kakhulu.
And then you've got the guts after having lived many, many, many years on the mission. You've got the guts to call it a cult.
Bese uba nesibindi usuphila iminyaka onyaka emishini usuke lelo vangeli
ulibize ekhala.
Uyakwazi ukushoyo?
Your children live in sin.
Nina ingane niphile esonweni.
No wonder you dig your own cisterns. No wonder you're busy with your own things at home today. You dig your own thing. Why? Because you're neglecting what you should take serious.
Akumanga lisini zimbeleni mthombo ekhaya la nikhona nizimbeleni mthombo niyakudela niyakushiya lokho kube kuzonisiza.
And then bamhlambalaza bamfundisi ubamfundisi nje hey sengiyambona uNkulunkulu ememeza uthi hey thulani thulani eqaleni uvuthu uthando yonke into beyinhle ayikho indawo njengale kodwa namhlanje. You call it a cult because you're a cult.
You blaspheme Reverend Stegan. You speak everything you want to about him. But I can hear God saying, at the beginning of your life, there was nothing, there was no place as good as this one. Manje usukhuluma ukuthandayo.
Remember the devotion of your youth. But now when you grow older, and I've seen that in life, the older you get, I don't know why. What's the cause? Because you get clever. You can think more, and you don't have to be told. Think, look around. Who, when you get older, who's the ones that talk like this? It's mainly the older people, and they teach the young.
Bese wena uthi uNkulunkulu ukhumbula ubusha bakho ngesikhathi usemusha omshisekela kodwa kaningi ngithola ukuthi umuntu uma esemdala angazi kwenzekani ucabanga ukuthi usehlakaniphile bese eqala ekhuluma izinto
ezinhle. And then you say, oh, we'll lose the young people. That's now the key. We'll lose the young people. The young people are running away. It's not because of the gospel. It's because of their sinful heart. The cisterns they have hewn. They haven't come to the fountain of life.
Bese ufundisa nabasha uthi awu sizolahlekelwa abantu abasha uma sikhuluma kanje akukungenxa yokuthi baqiniselwa yivangeli wena ozokwenza ukuthi balahleke emthombo evuzayo igumba.
So you compromise.
Bese uqale
uxekisa. In the beginning that wasn't the word, but today you use it so spiritually. We've got to win these poor children. Why? Because it's your children, your grandchildren. That's why you talk like that. You couldn't take the stand.
Ekuqaleni bekungenjalo kodwa manje ngenxa ukuthi izingane zakho abazukulu
suthi hayi asibazukuluze. Earthly riches, earthly possessions for your children. That's what it. Oh no, you know what? There must be a spark. Some of them in our family said, oh, you've got to have a spark, sparkling. I was somewhere when they told us to sparkle. You sparkle like you're mad. But that's what they want for you, some parents. Children, that's wrong. The old people will tell you that's where we come from. Don't go down that route. It's only heartache.
Bese utholakala usufisa ingcebo nezinto zasemhlabeni okufunela izingane zakho. Athi umuntu akumele ukhazimule, kumele ube muhle ubonakale. Kodwa abantu abadala bazokutshena ukuthi ungahambi ngaleyo ndlela sivela khona kunzima.
I've got to leave some points. Next point.
Amaphuzu ngizowela.
Your home. You like a bullfrog. You know a bullfrog? Blah, blah, and everybody must sing like you. That's your own system. That's your own ways. And woe if any child doesn't brawl like a bullfrog. That child is evil. It's wrong. Parents, is that living water?
Bese ingane yami iqale nayo ikubanga umsindo njengexoxo yimbi iveza ububi ngabe umthombo ophilayo
lo. You don't find in a fountain that's boiling. You find it in a well that stands.
Inkunzi yexoxo uyithola emanzini agobhozayo uyithola exhaphozini elimini.
And then nobody can do anything right. Only you can do it right. But you come from a sinful past. But you're the only one. That's a bullfrog.
Uthi hayi akekho ongenza kangcono kunawe wena kuphela kodwa uvele esonweni empilweni yesono ngani uyinkunzi yexoxo.
And remember this one thing. The people who come to that well can see it's cracked. Remember that. People aren't, and children aren't stupid. Sorry to put it that way. Maybe I speak bluntly. But children aren't stupid. They can see a cistern that's cracked and leaking.
Kodwa khumbula abantu abafika bebona lo mthombo bazowubona ukuthi ufile ingane zona impumputhe ziyabona zizobona ukuthi ayikho lento.
And instead of giving life and unity, you created by force.
Esikhundleni sokuletha ukuphila nobunye uyawenza lo mthombo ngenkani.
You make it, you make your rules.
Bese ubeka imithetho nemigomo yakho.
No wonder, no wonder you are like you are.
Akumangazi unjengalokhu.
You got your own rules and regulations, your own systems, which is not from heaven. You look so pious. You speak so pious and so softly, but your heart is hard.
Uneyakhe imithetho nemigomo engavele ezulwini ukhuluma kahle ngenhliziyo elikhulu.
Every Sunday you go and you shabstuvasa. Every Monday Sunday you go and you fetch water in a cistern. When you get back on Monday, it's empty. It's empty. No wonder you're a bullfrog.
Njalo ngesonto uyahamba uyokha amanzi kodwa ngumsombuluko ekusena sechitheke wonke akumangazi unje uyinkunzi yexoxo.
I can't describe it anywhere else. How must I describe it? And your children, where are they? They get sick. Maybe your children, have you ever asked them why you're sick? Have you really ever got an honest answer?
Angikwazi ukuchaza kabanzi lo mthombo nengane zakho ziyaguliswa yiwona.
Because if you've got living water, it revives, it builds up. Not to be held by force together, but by life.
Kodwa uma unomthombo ophilayo amanzi aphilayo ayaphilisa ukuphila nihlanganiswe ukuphila hayi ukuhlangana ngenkani.
I think I've said enough now. Go back. And that's why I prayed in the Lord, you take it. Because there's so many ways we can create our own laws and own regulation. But there's no life in it. No life. Nobody wants to go that route. No wonder the children are leaving your home. Because that's what it is.
Angazi ukuthi ngisekaqhubeka ngithini. Ingakho ngikhulekile ekuqaleni ukuthi inkosi isebenza wena. Ukuthi la sibonte akukho impilo ayikho impilo kudinga ukuthi ubuyele kuloko okushiwo uNkulunkulu ingakho ingane zibaleka ziyabonta akukho ukuphila.
Verse 19, your own, and it explains it itself, your own wickedness shall chasten and correct you.
Ivesi leshumi neshagalolunye ububi bakho buya kukulaya.
Children, don't go down that route. You can sit with a person that is 80 years old and maybe carries a burden that she did when she was young. Maybe she aborted a child. You think you can just forget that? You can just live past it? Christ maybe forgives, but let me tell you, my grandfather used to smoke. God forgave him, but he died because of that. That was his end. Let's learn. Don't go. That's why we beg with you. The Lord cries. We parents cry in your ears. Listen. Listen for a change. Just calm down and drink living water.
Zingane niyakuzwa niloko na. Ningahambi ngaleyo ndlela. Mhlawumbe wena ungahlala nomuntu omdala neminyaka u-80. Ulalele. Uzothola ukuthi kunesono esimdlayo wasenza emncane. Mhlawumbe wahushula kodwa akakukhohlwa. Yebo uKristu angakuxolela. Kodwa engintshela umkhulu omkhulu ozala ubaba washona ngenxa ukuthi wayebhema uNkulunkulu wamxolela kodwa lokho kwambulala.
That's why we say don't look at pornography. Don't look at it. Don't delve down that route. It's going to cause, it'll chasten you. It'll make you sick. It'll make you bitter. It'll make you vomit. And if you vomit, the devil is there again.
Ingakho sikuncenga sithi ungahambi ngaleyo ndlela, ungabuki izithombe zabanqunu, ungangeni kulolo daka ngoba izokuhlupa leyo nto, izokulandela ikujezise futhi uzucanzelelwe inhliziyo uhlanza jabulu Sathane.
Now when I read the following, it was a great spiritual lesson to me.
Ngikathi ngifunda lokho kulandelayo kuye kwangifundisa kakhulu.
Rubenstein, the great musician, once said.
URubenstein owaye ngumculi washo lamazwi.
If I omit to practice one day,
uma ngingazange ngizilolonga usuku lodwa,
I notice it.
Ngiyakubona.
He says I notice it.
Ngiyakuphawula.
If I don't practice one day, I notice it.
Uma ngingazilolonganga ngosuku lodwa nje khona ngikuphawulayo.
If I don't practice for 2 days, my friends notice it.
Uma ngingazilolonganga insuku ezimbili abangani bami bayabona.
People around you notice, hey, wait, there's a wrong note coming.
And if
there's a wrong note, the Bible says a fountain can't have good water and bad water. It's impossible. No wonder.
Abantu babona iphuma inothe engelona and makuphuma inothe engelona iBhayibheli lithi awukwazi ukuphuma amanzi amahle namahle.
He says, if I don't practice for the third day, the people notice it. The public notice it.
Mangazilolongi usuku lwesithathu umphakathi wonke usuyabona.
You understand why it's so important to let that fountain, that refreshing fountain, work in our lives every day. Every day that it washes away that stink.
Niyabona into kungani kusemqoko uvumela lo mthombo ukuthi usebenze empilweni zethu usuku nosuku uhlanze.
If the blood of Christ and the truth leads us to it, if it cleanses us, it not only purifies, it heals and makes new.
Now
I'd like to end with these words. After everything was said, God said to Joshua, or Joshua said to the children of Israel, Joshua 3 verse 5, says, now you consecrate yourself.
Which
means, make holy, cleanse, purify, rededicate yourself to a higher purpose.
Uthi zingcweliseni nina okuchaza ukuthi zilungiseni nizingcwelise nizihlukanisele ubizo liphakeme.
Joshua said to those children whom God cried in their ears at that time, he says, children of God, consecrate yourself. Consecrate. Make it an obvious decision to say, this is the way I want to go.
Uthu Joshua lana kubantwana bakwaIsrayeli zahlukaniseleni nini uNkulunkulu nizingcwelise nithatha isinqumo esicacile esobala ukuthi nayi indlela engifuna ukuyihamba.
So Joshua said, now consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you.
UJoshua wathi kubantu zingcweliseni ngokuba kusasa uJehova uyakwenza izimangaliso phakathi kwenu.
You understand? God wants to do wonders. He wants to give us the best. But he needs you and me.
Yaqonda lokhu uNkulunkulu ufuna ukwenza izimangaliso kodwa ushiyela kimi nakuwe.
But he says, give your life, consecrate it, put it onto the altar. Put it where it belongs. And then you feel God will work in your heart.
Uthi kodwa zingcweliseni nina, bekani impilo zenu altari la kuzidinge ukuthi zibe khona bese nizobona
umsebenzi. These days somebody sent me some pictures.
Kulezi insuku khona ngithumelele
ijoni. I thought to myself, at the end of the sermon, I'd like to show you what a desert looks like when God gives it refreshing water of life. If you have ever been in
Namibia,
there where it's so green, it's dry, it's sand, and it can be for many years. 10 years last, it looked like this. Look at what, there you can see the clouds. God wants to bring rain, heavenly rain. Look how it changes the desert. Some years ago, Reverend Stegan spoke about how the desert will bloom.
Next one.
You see the road, I put it especially there. That's what it looks like on either side. But look how green and lush the place is. You want to give that up?
Awubheke nje duze kwalowa mgwaqo kunjengalapha emgwaqweni kodwa emaceleni sekuhlaza bekufana nomgwaqo ufuna ukudela lokhu na.
Next one. Look at that.
Awubheke nje.
In a place that looks dead, there is nothing. What brings us about? That water. That water, look at it. Which will flow from your innermost being. Look at what it does to the desert.
Awubheke le ndawo ekathi ugwadula ingenalutho iguqulwe amanzi angakhophoza nakuwena awubheke ukuthi kunjani.
Don't you want your life to be like that?
Awuthandi impilo yakho ibe nje.
Next one. Next one. I think maybe that's the last. Just to show you the flowers. There is nothing. If you have ever been there and you see the desert sand and you see how arid it is, how deserted it is, how desert, even if you've deserted the Lord says, this is what I want for you. This is what I planned for you.
Umaleanda uyazi ukuthi binjani bihugwadule kuyisihlabathi komile ideliwe ishiyiwe uthi uNkulunkulu noma usumshiyile waba uhlihlane nakhe ngikufunela khona.
God says you've deserted my first love. You've turned your back on it. But if you come back and you do what I say, your life will be like that desert where everybody will marvel what God has done through your life.
Noma ngabe umshiyile uNkulunkulu njengoba esho ethi ningishiyile umthombo wamanzi aphilayo kodwa uma ngabe ubuyela kuyena uNkulunkulu uzoyiguqula impilo yakho ibe njengalela hlane wonke umuntu la ezomangala mayisebona impilo yakho isiguquliwe siyinhle.
Let me wrap up with the statement made right at the beginning.
Ake ngisonge ngalamazwi enziwe egcineni.
About a lady, a black lady that phoned Dietmar and gave him what was on her heart for the service for today.
Kale ngalowesifazane oshayela umalume ucingo wamxoxela ngalokho bekusenhlizweni yakhe.
Friends, what makes this place so precious is that we have people from different backgrounds, different cultures, different races, all listening to the voice of the living God, all getting their water from the well of life.
Zihlobo okwenza le ndawo ukuthi ibe yigugu kangaka ukuthi sinabantu abaqhamuka ezizweni ezahlukene, beqhamuka emasikweni ahlukene, beqhamuka ezinhlangene ezihlukahlukene, bonke belalela uNkulunkulu, belalela bethola amanzi kulo mthombo wokuphila.
And you look, if you look at it in human eyes, it's a very timid structure.
Mawubuka ngokwamehlo obuntu, into esabisayo.
To get people of different cultures and different nations all together.
Ukuhlanganisa abantu bezizwe ezahlukahlukene namasiko ahlukene
ndawonye. And they are all one.
Bonke babe munye.
Because they don't fall into the trap of hewing or cutting their own cisterns.
Ngoba phela abasangeni kulona oxhaka wokugumbe yabo imthombo.
They keep being faithful and dependent on the well of living water in everything they do.
Njalo bagcina ukuthembeka kulamanzi aphilayo khona konke abakwenzayo.
That's the foundation we received from our older people.
Ilesi sisekelo esasimukela kwabadala bethu.
I don't know how many times I've gone to an older person or to Reverend Stegan asking him what I should do in a situation, and his answer was to me, go and pray about it and see how the Lord leads you.
Angazi ukuthi sengiye kangaki komdala noma ngiya kubamfundisi ngibhekene nesimo ukuthi ngenze njani athi hamba thandaza uze ukuthi uNkulunkulu khola kanjani.
To have a cistern can be to have your laws.
Ukuba nomthombo ozakhele wona kungaba imithetho yakho.
You don't know how deep the cistern is.
Uyazi ukuthi lo mthombo ujule kanjani.
You know exactly the measurements.
Uyawazi ukuthi ubanzi kangakanani.
You have your laws.
Unemthetho yakho.
In this situation I act like that because my law says that.
Esimene sinje ngenza kanje ngoba umthetho wami usho kanje.
In this situation I do like that because my law says that.
Kulesi simo ngenza kanje ngoba wami umthetho uthi.
And that is what has happened to many revivals and many churches. Through the years, they develop their laws and they rule and they make their decisions according to their laws. And many people have left this place because they fell into the trap of using their own systems, using their own laws, and following that.
Abantu abaningi bayishiyile le ndawo ngenxa ukuthi bawele kulonoxhaka okuzigumbela imithombo yabo babe nemithetho yabo.
And yes, the laws are not bad.
Imithetho ayimibi.
It was laid down by men of God years ago who followed God.
Yabekwa phansi amadoda kaNkuluNkulu kudala amlandela uNkuluNkulu.
And I follow the rules and the theology of those people.
Bese ke ngilandela imithetho nemigomo nendlela yokufundwa weBhayibheli ngokwabo.
But it has robbed me of the most precious thing, and that is the contact with the living God, with his well, which is so deep that I don't know where it ends, from which I can scoop answers and guidance which I never dreamt of, never thought of in my own mind.
Ubudlelwane nobunye kuNkulunkulu lo ebengathi njalo mangiza kuyena ngize kulomthombo engingawazi ukuthi ujule kangakanani ngikhe ngiloku ngiphinda ngikhe ngithola impendulo neziluleko.
Friends, as timid as this may look, as easy collapsible as it may look in the eyes of a human being,
zihlobo kubukeka kubuthakathaka kulula kangako kuyinto ongayibhidliza ngokwamehlo omuntu.
It stands firm today as it always stood firm.
Kusami kuze kube namhlanje kuqinile njengakuqala.
And people have left from time to time, sometimes few, sometimes 100, but this remains the principle that we got as we heard from Reverend Stegan.
Abantu kwezinye izikhathi bayahamba babe mbala, kwezinye izikhathi bahambe ngamakhulu, kodwa kuze kube namhlanje nasi sisekele esimile esiqinile njoba sasithola kumfundisi uStegan.
What a blessing is it to me as a white man,
kuyisibusiso ke kumina njengomhlobo,
to go to a black person, a brother or a sister,
ukuya konsundu ngabe umzalwane nomuntu omfowethu noma udadewethu,
who I know stands firm,
engimaziyo ukuthi umi uqinile,
whom I know scoops his water from this well,
engaziyo ukuthi ukha amanzi akhe kuwo lo mthombo,
and ask for advice,
icela isiluleko,
with confidence,
nginesibindi,
with unity,
nobunye,
with trust,
nethemba,
with respect more than what I respect myself,
nenhlonipho futhi ngaphezulu kokuba ngizihlonipha mina.
This is the foundation on which we stand.
Yiso leso isisekelo esimi kuso.
And those who leave,
laba bahambayo,
they accuse us of having laws.
Basitola ukuthi sinemthetho.
It's because they themselves are living according to their laws.
Ingoba bona uqobo lwabo baphila ngokwemthetho yabo.
Brethren, it's easy to slip away from the grace of God. It's easy to start trusting your own system. But by God's grace, there's nothing of that amongst us. And God is the foundation of this work. And I'll never forget the words of Reverend Stegan, where he testifies about how this work started. And he says, my prayer is those who follow me will be more on fire than what I have been.
Bese athi ngiyakhuleka ukuthi laba bazoze emva kwami babe nomlilo omkhulu oshisayo kunami.
And I trust God will answer that prayer.
Ngiyamethemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi uzowuphendula lowo mthandazo.
Let me invite you.
Ake ngikumeme.
Friend,
mhlobo wami,
are you not tired of scooping from your cistern?
Awusukhatheleni wena kuloku yonkha uyovonxa kwakho umthombo na?
Your same old rules, your same old laws.
Usay leyo mthetho yakho emdala, leyo mgomo emdala.
Come to the living water.
As we heard about that woman who came to the Lord and had to get rid of her sins which kept her from getting that water. It is more precious than gold. And by God's grace, I'm willing to die for it. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this precious word. Oh, make us faithful. Keep us from deception. Keep us from being deceived by him who comes as an angel of the light and tries to deceive us and confuse us. Help us to keep our lives clean, that we'll hear your voice and that we'll be able to scoop from this well. We ask this to the glory and honor of your name. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.